Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the third week of March. As I speak with you, today is the first day of spring. But since last weekend, here in Ottawa, the weather has turned cold again, and it's been snowing for the past few days. The snow doesn't stay on the ground anymore. Still, it's a reminder that we haven't completely come out of winter yet. Birds and animals are coming back to the gardens, but no flower has yet blossomed. The sceneries are still colorless as in winter. What do you observe around you on this first day of spring? Today, I have a small announcement to make. Michael's Story Photograph Podcast Season 1 will be ending this month after I release the final episode next Wednesday, 27th. It's been 2 years and a half since the podcast started in November of 2021, and I have come to value this intimate connection I have with you very much. The reason for ending this season is because over the past years, both my life and my creative journey have grown, and I have felt the need to redesign this podcast as well, so that it can better align with my current journey. There will be no new episodes for a few weeks while I work on the renovation, and I will be back with Season 2 of Michael's Story Photograph Podcast in late April. I envision that in the new season, each new episode will come out on Wednesday. In the meantime, you can stay in touch with me through my weekly story letters. When you sign up for these letters, you'll get a personal email from me every Saturday where I share my personal stories and insight into life. Since I am more of a writer than a talker, I tend to share most intimate things in my letters. I really, really hope you will join so that you and I can have another point of connection. The link to join my story letter community is in the show notes. Now to our story time. I am currently writing and editing my second book, that is a memoir of my early childhood. As a listener of this podcast, you probably know that I lost my little brother to a heart disease when we were both very young. And this memoir is about celebrating the time I had with my brother and also reflecting on the grief journey I've had after his departure. Loss and grief are something that we all experience in our life, but rarely talk about. And I want this book to be an invitation for us to look at grief from a new perspective. The story that I'm going to share with you is taken from one of the final chapters of this book. There are always awkward conversations around a loss, and this story captures one of such examples. I wonder what similar experience might be brought back to your mind as you listen to this story. I hope it resonates with you.
Only child. In this memory, I'm about 10. I'm walking down the street with my mother when we come across the mother of someone we know. She and my mother start chatting, and after a while, I hear a question. Do you have any sibling? That routine question. I almost sigh because I know exactly how this conversation is going to go. Well, I open my mouth, and my mother cuts in. I had a son younger than her, but we lost him. Oh, I'm so sorry. The lady's kind face fills with sympathy. I look at her face very carefully to see if she turns away from me. She doesn't. Now I wait for the next line. So, you are an only child now. I've heard this sentence a million times by now, and yet the disappointment upon hearing it is as huge and heavy as ever. My mother has just told her I had a brother. If she had really heard that, she wouldn't call me an only child, because having a sibling once means having one forever. You don't stop having a brother just because he's physically gone. I want to tell all of this to the lady, but I know she is kind and means well. So I keep my mouth shut and don't say anything.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.